We're now joined by Eric Margolis, journalist and member of the International Institute of Strategic Studies and the Institute of Regional Studies in Islamabad, Pakistan, and a contributing editor to the American Conservative magazine. Eric's a very busy man. His latest book, American Raj, Liberation or Domination, reflects on what he describes as the conflict between the West and the Muslim world. Thanks for joining us, Eric. In the midst of the Israeli attack on Gaza, we see Hamas depicted as it's called a terrorist organization. It's recognized so by the United States, by Western Europe, I believe Canada. What do you make? Who and what is Hamas?
Well, you get a very distorted view of Hamas from the Western media. In fact, you never see Hamas without the word terrorist attached to it. But in fact, Hamas is a national liberation movement. It was founded in 1987 by a religious figure, Sheikh Yassin. It was part, an offshoot of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, one of the oldest religious movements in the Muslim world. And it was founded in opposition to the Palestine Liberation Organization, which had become very corrupt and ineffective. And Hamas was a harder line organization, ironically, originally quietly supported by Israel, who saw it as a way of dividing the Palestinians. But it soon became a monster as far as the Israelis were concerned, because it became extremely effective as a social and political organization. And it became extremely hardline in its what it calls its resistance to Israel.
Now, one of the reasons the word terrorist is often or almost always associated with Hamas is because certainly they have used terrorist tactics. Hamas has taken credit for blowing up civilians in Israel, which is a terrorist tactic. So doesn't it deserve some of that label?
Well, I shudder at the use of the term terrorism, because it is so, it's a propaganda rather than descriptive term. Yes, Hamas has sent suicide bombers, they say, in retaliation to Israeli assassination of Hamas figures, or to attacks on Gaza where the Israelis use aircraft with bombs or tank shells. And Hamas says, well, if we had tanks and aircraft supplied by the Americans like Israel has, we'd use them too instead of suicide bombers. Or particularly,
but there's one thing about sending suicide bombers against Israeli military or government institutions, and another one against cafes. So.
That's quite right. And Hamas, as I've written many times, has been morally wrong, or as Talleyrand said, worse than a crime. It's a mistake. These have been revenge attacks against the deaths also of Palestinian civilians. And, you know, the old saw about terrorism is the war of the poor, and war is the terrorism of the rich.
And certainly just to be able to say, because you're going after a military target, now all of a sudden it's not terrorism if you kill hundreds or thousands of civilians along the way.
Well, that's right.
The whole issue of state terrorism is clearly, any attack on, deliberate attack on civilians has to be considered.
If you want to do the numbers, the Palestinians have suffered 10, 20, 30, 40 times more dead civilians.
So speak more about then. Tell us, what is Hamas, and also get into this issue of Hamas and the Arab world.
Hamas has a number of different levels to it. First of all, it's a social movement. It's a religious movement that preaches resistance to Western and Israeli domination. But secondly, it preaches good government. It's violently against corruption, which is endemic in the Arab world. It's against Western banking practices, usury. It provides social services. The most important factor of Hamas is it provides social service, schools, old folks' homes, sewage, street cleaning, etc., that these governments throughout all of the Arab world don't provide. It takes care of its citizens. That's why Hezbollah in Lebanon is also so popular, because they actually work for the people. And they do a great deal of good for the people. And needless to say, they're tremendously respected and supported. But they have another side, which is an armed resistance wing. And they claim that they are adamantly defending the rights of 5 to 7 million displaced, homeless Palestinian refugees. And yes, it refuses to recognize Israel, though it has hinted at negotiations in the past. And it says it won't recognize Israel until Israel recognizes the rights of 5 to 7 million Palestinians.
Well, the phrase we hear often, in certainly in American media is and Israeli media, Hamas would like to kill every Jew in Israel. I've heard this in the last couple of weeks quite often. Certainly, Israeli leadership sees Hamas as an existential threat, at least they call it that. Is there a basis for that?
I don't think so. This is certainly, we've had this kind of hysteria going on, particularly to the Jewish community in North America, where Hamas is a threat to the existence of Israel. This is nonsense. Hamas has at most 3,000 poorly trained gunmen who have with light weapons surrounded. They're being shot like fish in a barrel in Gaza. To call this a threat to the Jewish state is nonsense. But they can cause Israel a few casualties by firing these homemade rockets. They can do occasional suicide bombing. But by and large, they are no existential threat to Israel.
The willingness or unwillingness of Hamas to recognize Israel, I mean, why don't they just recognize the state of Israel and negotiate? Certainly the PA has, and many of the other Arab countries have. What's the obstacle there? Because Hamas seems to have told Jimmy Carter that they more or less do recognize Israel and more or less are willing to negotiate.
They have.
So why not go the whole nine yards?
The founder of Hamas, Sheikh Yassin, who was subsequently assassinated by Israel, hinted very broadly that, even made statements that he was willing to reach a settlement with Israel. But Hamas is very adamant. They will not recognize Israel until Israel recognizes the rights of the Palestinians. And Israel says, no, it's tough luck for the Palestinian refugees. That's not our problem. So you have an impasse there. Israel has been assassinating as many Hamas leaders as it could find, and has been regularly attacking Hamas during this period. There were 2,000 casualties just killed in Gaza just in the last couple of years. Hamas is saying, wait a minute, what Israel do you want us to recognize? The Israel of before 1967 war, the post-Israel of today occupying the West Bank and Gaza and the Golan Heights, or what some Israeli right-wingers want, even a bigger Israel? I mean, what Israel are we expected to negotiate with? So there's a great distance between the two. And once again, Hamas has been so demonized to the Israeli public, which is very frightened by the suicide bombings, that it's very hard for the politicians in Israel to do any kind of meaningful negotiations.
One of the things the Israeli government points to is that in Hamas documents you can find reference to this Elders of Zion, Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is, scientific opinion is, this is a fraudulent document about the Jewish conspiracy to take over the world, and Hitler made use of this document. There does seem to be a kind of fanatical, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, at least strain within Hamas's ideology. Is that not true? And it being true, doesn't that feed into, at the very least, whether it's manipulated or legitimate within Israeli opinion, this fear of this kind of attempt to wipe out the Jews?
Well, this is a very disturbing subject. You're absolutely right about it. And in fact, as I've written in American Raj, I've traveled for 50 years in the Arab world, and I never saw very, very few samples of signs of real anti-Semitism of the European style. But now I'm starting to see it. And the longer this Arab-Israeli struggle goes on, the more massacres and bombings and fightings there are, the more old-fashioned European anti-Semitism is beginning to infect the views of the Arab world. And it's very disturbing.
In the next segment of the interview, let's talk a little further about Hamas and the Arab world, and ask the question, why is Egypt being quite so cooperative in, as some people say, imprisoning the Palestinians in Gaza? Please join us for the next segment of our interview with Eric Margolis.